Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Just a week now until the Leaving Cert kicks off, and as any family that's put a child through it knows, it's not just a student who sits the exam, it's the whole family. So this evening, we're going to bring you some tips for Leaving Cert families on how best to navigate the coming weeks. Well, Jen Trecek is an occupational therapist and youth mental health expert with Way Ahead Therapy. Jen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac. How are you?
I can't wait to hear about your tips and advice, because it's a stressful time, isn't it, for Leaving Cert and Junior Cert families?
It's a tough time.
Yeah, without question. What are the main problems, in your opinion, that they face?
I mean, there's a lot of pressure, and that can come from the students themselves and kind of sometimes subconsciously from families and from schools. And it can be really easy to buy into that hype. So, you know, families, as you say, they can be really affected by it too. You know, it's not just the student who sits it, it's everyone around them. So if parents are able to manage their own anxiety first, that can be really helpful in helping the student to ground themselves and to stay a bit calmer.
So if a parent stops saying, okay, have you done geography? Are you ready for English?
That's it. And check in constantly. Yeah, where are you at? And also, you know, pressure in terms of outcomes. You know, at this stage, the students have done what they've done, and we just have to kind of focus on, you know, whatever the outcome is, we'll get through it. It's not, you know, we'll find a way to manage.
Yeah, it's very difficult though, isn't it? I mean, how do you do that when you know, and I hope I'm not putting pressure on people, but students know themselves, they might have applied for a course where there is a certain amount of points, and they are under pressure by that, aren't they, to reach that level.
It's a shame that the system is set up the way it is, but it is the way it is, absolutely. But I think if students feel that their worth is valued just on the exams, you know, that's a really tough position to be in. And we know that there's loads of different ways to get to where you want. You know, you can repeat, you can look at different courses. You know, a lot of students do really, really well with PLCs. So there is lots of different ways to get to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. It mightn't be a linear path, but there's a path there if it's something you really want to do.
Could it be the case, Jen, as well, that students, as you say, they've done what they've done now. Could it be the case that by altering their perspective going into the exam and taking away that pressure to reach that amount of points, that they might perform better, actually?
Absolutely. I mean, in relation to anxiety, we know a little bit of pressure is not a bad thing, but the more pressure you put on, the better the performance is. It starts to negatively affect performance. So the more anxious or stressed or pressurized a student feel, the harder it is for them to perform well. So the more we can encourage them and ourselves to take that step back and say, you know, it's going to be okay. Be as calm and relaxed as we can going in, and, you know, do what you do, but it'll be fine. I think that's really important at this stage.
So give me the checklist then of the do's and don'ts around exam time. What should the student and the family be doing?
Yeah, so absolutely managing the anxiety level, staying grounded. You know, when a student comes in from an exam, I think as parents, the temptation can be to say, how did you get on? You know, did you do this? Did you do that? What came up? And actually a student might just need a little bit of space. So give them that space, take a step back, let them to decompress after the exams. And then instead of focusing on, you know, how did you do, maybe just ask, how are you doing? How are you getting on? Letting them talk about their feelings in relation to the exams. And when they're, you know, kind of maybe not feeling so good after an exam, they might be feeling a little bit disappointed, or, you know, a lot of students will come out and say, oh, I failed, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Instead of rushing to kind of go, oh, no, you didn't, you'll be grand, just listen to them, you know, give them a little bit of space to express the disappointment or the upset that they might be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring them back to, you know, the facts, what we know. You've done what you can. I'm proud of you no matter what you've done. You know, if it doesn't go the way you want, we'll figure it out. It's not the end of the world. Trying to draw a line under each exam and then focus on the next one. That's all that you can do.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Staying grounded and focusing on the facts that you do know instead of catastrophizing, isn't it? What
Absolutely.
About food, Jen? What should...
Absolutely.
Is that important around exam time?
Hugely. Nutrition, our food is our fuel. And, you know, it's a marathon when it comes to the exams. You know, if you think they're going to be in there for up to 3 hours at a time trying to concentrate. So fueling yourself, attending to the basics of you know, food and water and hydration and sleep. So a good breakfast if you can. I know some students will be feeling so sick that they feel they can't eat anything. Yeah. But if they can have something in the morning, maybe a little snack for in there, trying to take all the decisions out of it. So try and make it as easy as possible for your student during the exam. So, you know what their favorite dinners are, have them ready on the table. Don't ask them to make choices. You know, do as much of the outside stuff, outside of studying, that you can do, so that they can focus on themselves and getting through it.
What about the something that seems sometimes counterintuitive when you're studying? Taking a break, it seems that you should be at the desk all the time. But I mean, how important is it to take fresh air, for example?
Hugely, absolutely. Taking a step away, and you'll get as much done by taking that break, taking a step away and coming back with fresh brain, fresh eyes. You'll take in more. And sleep as well. I know a lot of students will kind of feel, I haven't done enough and I have to stay up but late and I have to cram the night before. And, you know, if that's what you're doing, you're going to be exhausted going in the next day. So your brain won't have the functionality that it does do normally. So it's the worst thing that you can do. So absolutely, close the books, take a step away, have a good night's sleep before each exam.
Okay, we have about 30 seconds to address the brothers and the sisters, if they exist, and any possible conflict. What's your advice to them?
Oh, it's only a couple of weeks. I know it can be hard. It can feel like you're walking on eggshells, and it can be, you know, students can be very snappy at this time, but just take a step back. Take a few weeks off the squabbling or the arguments or the giving out, and you can come back to it a few weeks later. But just give them as much space and be as patient and as kind as you can over the next few weeks.
Okay, that's really good advice, and well done to you, because do your best, as they say, the very best of luck, but it's not the end of the world one way or another. And that's great advice. Jen Trecek, occupational therapist and youth mental health expert with The Way Ahead Therapy. Thank you very much indeed.